Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about ensure the cooling system of your machine is doing well this summer. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Heavy equipment takes quite a beating during the summer. It has been found that mostly the cooling systems of the heavy equipment does not remain in order, which is why the problems crop up and the entire machine goes out of service. Now, after knowing the importance of heavy equipment in the construction business, it is very unlikely that the owner of the construction company will take the risk of leaving the cooling system of the machine unrepairable. Heavy equipment that works in states like Texas have probably experienced the worst heat, and if the engine is not cooled at regular intervals, there are chances that this machine will break down every now and then. You have to start the engine for a couple hours and then becomes hot like a volcano wanting to burst at any moment. And then you have to shut it down, you know, and sit and wait until it cools off. We will be speaking about some of the generic cooling systems that should be used to keep the machine going under any summer season. Number one, the coolant technology should be checked regularly. Different heavy equipment companies have installed different types and different qualities of coolants in their machines. These coolants have an expired date, and if they're not checked regularly, then it only shortens the expiration date. Contractors are not even aware of the expired dates of the coolants, and they believe that they're giving it to the mechanics means it results to an end at any and at every problem related to heavy equipment. You know, you really need to check that stuff out. You know, everything has an expiration date. Well, this is not the case. A mechanic only services the machine if he or she finds anything that has gone wrong. He or she will inform you about it, and only if they say so that he will change the parts. Some mechanics do not even bother to check the quality of the coolant as long as they are not asked to. Therefore, you should take the initiative and ask them to check if the cooling system in the heavy equipment is in place. And next, make sure the right machine to complete the task. Through nowadays, heavy equipment are multifaceted and are expected to do work that does not fall in the lines of their business. This has been a boon in the construction companies, but at the same time, when they try to make use of the boon more regularly, it may backfire. You can't just use a grader to demolish structures, though you can use attachments to get some temporary work done, but does not make it a routine. Do not make it a routine. Other than that, the terrain where you want your machine to work can also be an issue. Not all heavy equipment are equipped to work on every terrain and incline. If you compel to it to work where it is not meant, then the chances of the engine heating up increases manifolds. You have to keep that in mind and ensure that you do not use the machine in places where it can't work. And finally, do not overwork the heavy equipment. Heavy equipment has certain capabilities to work, and if it is moved beyond its capabilities or capacity, the problems begin. You need to stop the machine right at the very stage where you see it can't take anything further. Also, instruct the operator about it that you do not want the machine to be overworked at any cost. You know, get the right machine for the right job. You know, if you don't have idea, give us a jingle at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.